Hey kids, Carl here. This is my first podcast here to go along with my YouTube channel. For those of you that don't know me, I am a YouTuber. I am a sailor, I'm a scuba diver, I'm a fisherman, I'm a real estate broker. Recently moved down from Alaska. For the last 2 years, I've been doing a YouTube channel called Grandpa's Farm Goes Sailing. I've now changed that over to just my name, Carl Brook, because, well, I think people need to stop being anonymous on social media and start just saying who they are and being honest about stuff. So I'm setting an example, creating the reality I'd like to see happen. So a little about me and my channel. I started with a passion for the sea many, many years ago. I grew up in a small town called Port Washington, New York, on the north shore of Long Island. And there I, you know, did some boating and stuff, and I learned to sail. A girlfriend taught me how to sail there in Manhasset Bay, and had some wonderful memories as a result of that. And it ignited in me a passion for boating and the boating lifestyle that I've had my entire life, although really not been able to capitalize on my responsibilities as a husband and a father and a grandfather have taken me different directions instead of following my passion. And recently got divorced this past year. It got finalized, and I find myself in a position now where I am free to follow my dreams and to follow my passion and do what it is that I want to do. And so I started my YouTube channel, started putting some content up from my little remote cabin up in Alaska. Me and my dog, Lily, my Labrador Retriever. And now I am currently in Ohio working towards my goal of getting on board a sailboat, sailing around the world, making great content about sailing, fishing, scuba diving, free diving, conservation, ecology, and just interesting stuff that we find along the way. And it came to my attention that I ought to be doing podcasts along with my YouTube videos. The reason being, well, the one reason being that some people gave me is you don't want my viewers watching my videos while they're driving down the road, and at least a podcast they can listen to while they're coming and going to work. And so I thought for no other reason than their own safety, that would be a good idea for me to start doing a podcast. And so here we are, podcast number one coming from you. From your buddy Carl up here in Ohio. Okay, so here's the dream, here's the plan. So those of you that are new to me will find out where we're going with this. I've had this passion of sailing around the world for a long time. Why sailing? Sailing is a fuel-efficient, low-carbon footprint, ecologically sound means of travel, in that I will be recycling a used sailboat. So I'll be recycling a few tons of plastic out there. I will be traveling around the world through wind power and not burning fossil fuels. Now, the boat does have a backup diesel engine in it, but it's a backup. It's not the main source of propulsion. I imagine I'll be burning less fuel sailing around the world in my sailboat currently than my truck does in a month. So that'll be a pleasant reduction. It's small living because it's a very compact facility, and you know it's afloat, so I'm not taking up any real estate. I just like the idea of that, and with a sailboat, you know, your wind power, so you can raise the sails and travel across the Atlantic and across the Pacific, and literally at zero cost to yourself. You're not paying for fuel, you're not paying for meals and motels and airfare and all that kind of stuff. You know, I was an airline brat. My dad retired as a staff vice president for Pan American World Airways years ago, and so we traveled all over the world. So I've flown everywhere. I've done 600 miles an hour everywhere. I don't care to do that anymore. I want to go slow. I'm getting old. I'll be 59 this year, and I'd like to see things more clearly and in more detail. So I want to slow down. I've had a passion for the ocean. Always have. And for wanting to protect it and the creatures that are underneath of it. You know, Jacques Cousteau once said that people only protect what they love. And the problem, and that's true, and the problem is with the sea, it's hard for people to love the sea because they can't see the sea. I want people to be able to see the sea. That is, I want them to be able to look under the surface. You know, you go to the beach, you look out across the water, all you see is the top of the water. I want to be able to show people what's underneath the water and why they should care about what's underneath the water. I want to be able to tell stories. Well, I'll give you a good example of a story. Exactly the kind of content I'm hoping to be able to bring to people. I'll give you an example. We were scuba diving in the British Virgin Islands. And we swam up on a cleaner shrimp that was sitting on a shelf. Now, we just saw the shrimp there, and it was a pretty shrimp. And we were videotaping it. Oh, look how pretty the shrimp is. And the shrimp looked at us and took his claw, and he went tap, tap, tap on the rock in front of him. And so we thought that was kind of curious, so we just sat there looking at him. And then he kind of gave us a dirty look, and once again, on the rock, he was tapping. So reached out, and my wife at the time reached out, and she put her finger on the ledge right in front of the cleaner shrimp, and the cleaner shrimp went to town cleaning the end of her finger. He was cleaning her cuticles and looking for any mites or whatever might have been on her, and, you know, he was doing his job as a cleaner shrimp. And I thought, what an interesting video to be able to show to people, what an interesting story to be able to, you know, because you think of shrimp as cocktail sauce, you know, something to go with cocktail sauce. You know, you think of shrimp as something, you know, in scampi or, you know, with the spaghetti. But here's a shrimp that, you know, is a bit of a sentient being. Well, I'm not, don't get me wrong, I eat shrimp. I love to eat shrimp. I'm not saying we should all become, you know, fish huggers or whatever. But it shows a different perspective in that here's a shrimp living on this coral reef in the ocean. And maybe people will be concerned about this shrimp and his health and well-being. And maybe they'll, you know, try to do some minor things that they could do to protect that shrimp and all the other critters in the ocean by maybe being a bit more concerned with their consumption of plastics and, you know, grocery bags and that kind of stuff. On that same trip in the BVI, I had the great pleasure, in fact, I've got a video of it on my YouTube channel, of me scuba diving alongside of a sea turtle. And what a wonderful experience that was. I swam with him for about a half an hour, and he just buddied up with me and swam right alongside of me as I was scuba diving around. It was really cool. But, you know, turtles eat jellyfish. One of the good things about turtles is they eat jellyfish. Of course, jellyfish sting, so, you know, I don't care for jellyfish. But and so often when I'm scuba diving, I see plastic bags floating around in the ocean that look just like jellyfish. And so these turtles will go up and they'll try to eat these plastic bags, and then, of course, that gets into their gut and it binds them all up and the turtles die from it. And so I'm a big advocate about, you know, people should bring their own bags to the grocery store and not get those stupid plastic bags. Glad to see some places are banning them. So, but anyway, the shrimp story and the turtle story, you know, these are some interesting kinds of stories I like to talk about. I like to talk about coral reefs and some of the good stuff going on, you know, the restorations that are happening and rebuilding fish stocks. And, you know, there's a lot of good stories to be out there. It's not all doom and gloom. And so I'd like to be able to talk about stories like that. But I want to talk about stories like that from my perspective. You know, I'm a fisherman, I'm a scuba diver, I spearfish, I free dive, I sail. And so I want all of these things to become part of my story. And that's why I started my YouTube channel, because I have this passion for this sort of thing. And I want to be able to demonstrate that for folks. And I'd like for you guys to follow along with me while we're out fishing, free diving, scuba diving, sailing, traveling around the world, talking about these subjects. I want you to follow around with me, and hopefully I can inspire you and light some passion in you too, and get you to concern yourself more with what's going on around the planet with you. So anyhow, that's just some of the things we're going to be talking about on my channel, on future podcasts. We'll be doing some interviews. We'll be at great locations. We'll be out on the boat sailing. We'll have some more conversations about this. I would like for you to please like and subscribe my podcast, like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, jump on there and hang out and listen to stuff, comment often and loudly, and let me know your thoughts and kind of things you'd like to see me cover and talk about, and I'll be happy to do that. In the meantime, this is Carl. I'm going to sign off here and ask you guys, please, please, please take good care of one another. Me and Lily are up in Ohio right now. We're getting things organized. We will be down on a boat in the Florida Keys here next few months. And we'll be making a lot more content about that whole process of boat shopping and looking at boats. I've got to buy all new scuba gear. So We're going to be looking at that, shopping for scuba gear, and look at the choices that we make. And anyhow, please do follow along.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.